Welcome back to the House of Wellness. The number is 131873. If you have any questions for Gerald or Hinesy to support your health, do call us 131873. But first, when it comes to health and wellness, we know that good relationships are absolutely key. But sometimes we can feel that the people we love need to make some changes in themselves. Or at our most self-aware, we might realise that we ourselves need to make some change. But is that even possible? Well, joining us on the line is psychologist Leanne Hall to discuss this. Good morning, Leanne.
Good morning.
Tell us, are we asking too much? Can people really change?
Look, people can certainly change, but like you mentioned, I think probably the key is self-awareness, but also it's around having the right support and actually the willingness to do it.
Leanne, what can make change so difficult and hard for people?
Yeah, look, I think familiarity is often very easy to snap back into. And I think, you know, certainly our brain sort of tends to kind of use those kind of pathways. And once we keep using them, then they become very, very easy to just go into automatic pilot. So, you know, to change means we've actually got to go against that and resist that, which can be a little bit uncomfortable sometimes.
Leanne, good morning. An interesting report came out a couple of days ago, the Ipsos latest global happiness survey. And sadly, it says that fewer Australians are describing themselves as happy compared to when Ipsos last took that measure a few years ago, in fact, 12 months ago. Is that a disturbing trend where we may have to look at some changes ourselves?
Yeah, look, it is. But I do think it's a little, there's a bit of a cautionary tale when it comes to chasing things like happiness. You know, it is a transient emotion. So, you know, happiness is designed to come and go. And I think we can fall into a trap if we think that that's something that we need to be chasing all the time. I think it's more helpful to look at things like contentment. Mm-hmm. So I guess it depends on what it is that we're trying to really kind of achieve and chase. But it is worrisome if people are talking about feeling like they're not content in their lives and they're not fulfilled. I think that's more concerning.
Leanne, we talk about wanting someone to change so desperately that we might want to force them or coerce them mm-hmm. or tell them that they have to change. Does that work?
No.
I think we knew the answer to that
look,
already.
Look, I know it was loaded.
Just from experience.
I know. You've got to, look, I think it's a good question. And I think particularly if we have loved ones that we can see that what they're doing isn't helping them. So sometimes that can actually come from a good place, not an attempt to try and control somebody. But look, unfortunately, you know, by taking that stance, it does tend to make people feel blamed and you know, sort of feel targeted. So it's not the best way to make people to change.
So what do we do then? If we know we're unhappy in a relationship and we feel as though it's the other person's behaviour that's contributing to that, how can we approach that problem?
Yeah, look, I think we use empathy and compassion. My theory is if you lead with empathy and compassion, then you're going to get a lot further. So it's really around saying, look, without blaming somebody, but just kind of voicing where you're at in the relationship and how you're feeling and experiencing without making it about the other person. I think once we start pointing fingers, then that creates that defensiveness and we sort of don't get anywhere. So I think the rule of thumb generally is to not make other people responsible for how you feel rather than try and create a space in a relationship where you can actually just voice where you're at and then go from there. But it's a tough one.
Leanne, in your world of psychology, which I think is very much underused in so many perceived medical conditions these days, do you find that you have to change in some way as time has gone by? Do you find society is encouraging you, in fact, to internally look at how you're going about things in your profession?
Yeah, look, I think so, but that's a good thing. I think we're always learning. I think the field of medicine is the same, you know. It is moving and evolving, and I think just because something is evidence-based doesn't mean that it's not changeable or that it shouldn't be reviewed. That's why we have peer-reviewed literature. So, absolutely. I think I'd be, you know, I wouldn't be a good psychologist if I wasn't constantly looking for opportunities to kind of move and change with what we know is best practice.
I'd love to know then, Leanne, how long does it take if we do all the right things, we lead with compassion, we're empathetic, what type of time frame are we looking at for someone to make this type of positive change?
Well, the research says on average around a couple of months it takes to be able to kind of, you know, really sort of change certain set behaviours and patterns. But it isn't just a fixed thing. I think what we often find is that we might sort of start to make a change, but things happen in our life where we do snap back to what's familiar. And I think it's important to have compassion for ourselves when that happens and be realistic and be kind to ourselves.
You know, I am very keen always to take responsibility for my own behaviours, and I set myself goals, but it is that thing of changing a habit is really hard, right?
Yeah, it is.
And yeah. I love that you mentioned being compassionate to self, because understanding that you'll have setbacks and then being able to say to yourself, that's okay, I'll start again tomorrow. But what are some very key steps we can do if we have identified something in ourselves that we want to change very quickly? Easy steps.
Okay, so we've identified something we want to change. The next thing is to really look at the resources we have to actually do it. So that's internal resources. So am I at a position in my life at the moment where I have the energy to be able to do this? Do I have a support network around me of people that can actually support that change? So if I want to start a new healthy lifestyle, am I surrounded by people that are also engaging in that kind of lifestyle? In other words, am I setting myself up to succeed? And then I think that self-compassion is really, really important as well. Having those opportunities to reflect and say, oops, I made a mistake. That's okay. I'll do better tomorrow.
I love this advice. It's sometimes easier said than done.
But it's such a great topic. It's got my mind racing.
It's really wonderful. If you want some more advice on this, though, you can head along to leannehall.com.au. It's a fantastic resource that you have there, Leanne.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you have a lovely Sunday. Let's get to a call. We've got Tom there. Hello there, Tom in Preston.
Hi, Tom. How can we help?
Oh, do we have Tom?
There he is.
Yeah,
you there,
morning.
Tom?
Yeah,
good morning.
Yes, good morning.
How can we help, Tom?
Mr. Quigley, is it?
Yes, Gerald.
Gerald, yeah, I've got you written down. I've been listening to 3AW for about 94 years.
All right. Good
but
for
I'm
you,
not,
Tom.
I'm not 94 yet.
No.
Tom, do you have a question
for
Gerald?
Do you have a question for us?
Yeah. I broke my arm, and at the Austin, they cut it and they put screws in it. And I've been out of hospital for more than 5 months. I'm so dizzy and wobbly and all that. I try different tablets. I go to the chemist, your chemist that you advertise all the time for different things. But the biggest thing that kills me is wobbling, and I feel like I'm not living in this world. You know, they were giving me a lot of tablets at the Austin, and I don't know what they've done to my...
First thing, Tom, is to go along to your GP and have him check your blood pressure, or better still, buy a home blood pressure monitor, because this dizziness and unsteadiness you've got is a pathway to another unexpected fall and another fracture, which is the last thing you want. So there's the choice. Either you go along to your GP and have him assess your blood pressure and your overall health, or you go and buy a blood pressure, a home measuring machine, measure your blood pressure 3 or 4 times a day, about the same time for 5 consecutive days, measure it 3 times, record the third measure, and then go along to your GP and say, this is what I'm finding, what can I do about it? Because the last thing we want, based on your call, is to have you fall over again.
All the best with that there, Tom. Thank you so much for your call. Do give us a call, 131 873. If you have a question for your health, we'll get to more of your calls next.